Now let's turn to the growing concern among locals in Athenry, County Galway. After a judicial review into the planning application for Apple's proposed data centre in the town was once again delayed. It's now due to be heard in October, and there are fears that Apple may pull the plug on the project altogether. Now our reporter Richard Chambers has been speaking to locals and campaigners about the holdup, and he's with us now in studio. Richard, give us the background to this and explain to me how in the name of God such a vital and important project like this has got this far without resolution. What is happening?
Yeah, Paul, this was first announced, this data centre, back in February of 2015. It was, at the time, described as the biggest ever investment west of the Shannon, an €815 million investment at Derry Donald Forest on the outskirts of Athenry. So on board Planala, gave it the go-ahead last year, but that was challenged by three people, two local residents, and a third person, a landowner, who claimed that the permission was invalid because they claimed on board Planala failed to carry out a proper environmental impact assessment on things like the local bats and badgers who were living in that forest. So that's what the holdup has been. It was held up back in June because they didn't have enough judges to carry it out. And it was due back yesterday for a final decision. But here we are now, held back again until October 12th. So at the time those plans were unveiled back in February 2015, 2.5 years ago now, they actually unveiled plans for a similar data centre at the same time in Denmark. So that plant in Denmark is now built. It's almost ready to go, almost up and running. And Apple's already announced now that it's building a second plant there. So obviously that sparked a lot of local worry that this was curtains for them, that Apple is just going to push ahead, it's going to invest all this time and money into Denmark. So you see signs all around Athenry town, Apple for Athenry, Athenry for Apple, stickers and shop windows and the likes, and it really does have locals agitated. So they're particularly angry at the delays to a decision of any kind.
Athenry is a very neglected area, and we all know that the West is neglected also, and to think that a town like Athenry in the West of Ireland could turn that down is beyond me. I think it means a lot. And I'm very, very sad and very downbeat at this stage.
It's amazing that it's taken so long. Certainly the fact that they've picked Denmark as another option is a bit worrying. That's the most worrying part of it, that they have another fallback.
What would it mean to the town to actually secure that investment?
Oh, I think it'd be marvellous. I mean, it's a bit forgotten. You know, even with the great infrastructure we have, we've a great train network, it's really surprising.
Well, the people of Athenry are very down over it. And it's too bad. And it's not good for Athenry and all the jobs that we could get out of it. It's over 1,000 days since Apple announced that they were coming to Athenry. Apple is number one company in the world. It didn't get there by hanging around.
This is ridiculous. Now, many people will have seen the images from last November of a protest march in the town, which was calling for this to get the go-ahead. What do these campaigners make of the delay?
They're sort of organising themselves again, Paul, getting in contact with local TDs, ministers, councillors, trying to do whatever they can to boost the profile of their mission. Paul Keane is the founder of the Athenry for Apple group, about 4,000 members in that group online, about the same number actually that attended that march back in November. Bear in mind, Athenry itself is only a town of about 3,500, so huge numbers there, relatively speaking. So he lives right beside the Derry Donald Forest, where the data centre was earmarked for. His argument is the same as most people in favour of the centre in the town, that it's a golden opportunity to boost the town's prospects. He says he's already come across the impact of the delay.
I was giving a talk in Dublin on data protection. Some of the big names in IT were at it. Their view was that Athenry hates the idea of Apple coming. I wanted to change that view because I'm born and bred within 300 metres of this forest, and four or five generations of Keynes have been before, so we know the thoughts of the local people. And when any commercial enterprise, the level of strategic thinking happens within certain time windows, which is why the delay with this particular plant is so concerning, that they're going to move on somewhere else. I can only imagine if we were to build a data centre in the US and we're told that we have to wait 2.5 years, would they make that decision at the start? I would doubt it. Data really is the new oil. Companies want to know, can they invest in a country? From an investment point of view, even smaller investments would be wondering, scratching their head, well, if the biggest, greenest company in the world can't do it, how could we do it?
Just we're talking there, just to clarify, there's three objections to it, but one of the people who's objecting doesn't live in the area, which is interesting as well. What did the local business community make of the delay?
Yeah, this is the group probably most affected, at least the one of the most vocal ones about how they're being affected. They were hoping very much for a big economic spin-off here. There would have been about 350 odd construction workers coming into the town. However many, about 100, 150 estimated to be working on, you know, getting that plant up and running and maintaining
it. These would have been well paid jobs.
They would have been, yeah, exactly. It's, I mean, data is the fastest growing side of the tech industry. I mean, it's what all the economies around Europe and around the world are trying to bring in to their countries. It's that they want, these are the biggest investments which are going to be made over the next number of years. But on a wider level, I mean, Galway Chamber of Commerce has voiced huge concern about the future of the project because of the delays. The IDA's chief, Martin Shanahan, has called for an urgent shake-up of the planning system. He's now worried that Apple and other corporations like them will now turn their attentions elsewhere. And as the need for more of these data centres rises, you know, Ireland just won't be in the picture. And then at a far wider level, you have Donald Trump even this week saying that Tim Cook has promised to build three more giant Apple plants in the US. On the ground, though, in Athenry, John Moylan of SIP Energy, one of the bigger employers in the town, he says that this, he spoke for many local employers in the town for, when he gave this reaction to the continued uncertainty.
Livid. Probably that's the politest word I could use in the airwaves, if I'm honest. Something like this should not have got this far to be left in limbo. We should have had certainty by now. But I'd say if you were an Enterprise Ireland person working in Silicon Valley, you would be just hiding under the desk with every new snippet that comes out. Even if it gets the green light, I think there will be an element of reticence amongst other companies. It's not what Apple are going to do for the town. It's what the business at large could do for the town. So obviously there will be some amount of work construction. There will be some ongoing jobs within it and maintaining it. But those plants, by their very nature, are a rolling replacement project. They're like a bottle of wine. They're aging. And at some point, they're going to be corked, used and replaced. What you'd like to see happen is that that's the start of a process in the data centre business or related business would then gather towards Athenry the way a medical device gathered towards Galway City. And I think that's the attraction.
You know, you can hear the panic there, Richard, in the people. Like, and you can imagine in a community like that, it's absolutely ridiculous. Like, I thought we were bringing in new plans to fast track all these problems in terms of planning to get projects like this across the road. You were saying there in the break, or when you during the VO there, that this will be 3 years in October.
This will be nearly 3 years. So by the time this comes back, October 12th, this will be almost coming up on 3 years since this was initially.
But this progress is glacial. It is so slow and laborious. My God. Anyway, thanks very much for that, Richard.
Thanks, Paul.